old school soul music is my number one hobby in the world. If you don't know me by now, you will never know me. The love I lost was a sweet love.
This guy right here is good.
The love I lost was complete.
Hey, we could be karaoke partners any day of the week,
except
bro.
I can't sing. I can call plays, but I can't sing.
It doesn't matter. It's karaoke.
Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan in Mankato. Paul Allen joined by Terrence Newman, cornerback for the Minnesota Vikings. 14th training camp for Terrence, second with the Minnesota Vikings. How do you like life in Minnesota when you're not playing football?
Life is great. I remember last year when I came here in April, and I'm flying in, and it was kind of brown still, 50 degrees. And, you know, coming back home up here from Dallas, it was different temperature, you know, and I didn't know what I was getting into. But 2 weeks later, you know, it was perfect. It's so beautiful here in the spring, and I just really enjoy it.
How's your body at this stage of your career?
It's actually surprisingly feels pretty good.
I mean, why surprisingly?
Just you go through so much, and you put your body kind of through the ringer. And shoulders, you see guys having shoulders beat up, knees and, you know, whatnot. Luckily, I haven't, you know, had to take, you know, all the pain pills and anti-inflammatories and whatnot. And, you know, just feeling well.
One of my favorite Terrence Newman nuggets, when he came into the NFL with the Cowboys in 2003, started 17 games, including a playoff game. Last year for the Vikings, started 17 games, including a playoff game.
Battled for and intercepted! Terrence Newman with his second pick of the day.
Well, the player of the game for us is Terrence Newman.
Outside of red wine, what's the secret?
Just take care of myself. You know, I try to go to bed at a decent time every night. You know, I get as much rest as possible. I'm not always on the go. So I'm trying to just let my body rest as much as possible in the off season. If I'm not on the golf course or working out.
When younger players consult you for not necessarily on the field stuff, but off the field stuff, avoiding distractions. That's such a large part of the battle of sustaining, right?
Yeah, it is. A lot of guys get caught up in just extracurricular activities. You know, they want to go out and hang out Thursday, Friday night. You just have to, you know, realize this is a job. It's a full-time job. Yeah. There are a million people in this world that would love to have the opportunity that we have. You know, God bless us with this ability. So we've got to take that and use it, you know, to be good at on the football field, but also to set examples to young.
As we mentioned earlier in game plan, Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer just received a contract extension despite just 2 years here as a head coach. What do you respect most about Mike? I mean, you've been with him in Dallas, Cincinnati, and now here.
He is a quintessential head coach. He knows every facet of the game. He reminds me very much of Coach Parcells, making sure that everybody's prepared for every single thing that can happen in a football game. So there's not going to be something that catches anybody by surprise. And he leaves no stone unturned. But he also is able to get the best out of all of his players. He's firm, direct, but he also has kind of a soft side. And he actually cares about the guys.
It's kind of the Terrence Newman tour this year, right? First preseason game at Cincinnati, then Dallas here later in the season, your two previous teams. I would imagine you had a great time playing for both those teams.
I did. I mean, I made some great friendships, met some great coaches along the way. I seem to keep finding Zim, which is awesome because I play my best football with him. But, you know, I still got to make the team first before all that can happen, so.
What do you anticipate will be better about this defense this year compared to last?
Play action, look out, and wrapped up Everson Griffin. 10.5 sacks led the team, and he envelops Russell Wilson.
I think guys are a lot more understanding of what's expected of each and every part of this defense. And the first year, they played pretty well. You know, you just got to progress. The more you can know about every part of the defense, the D-line knowing what the linebackers in the secondary and vice versa, I think that everybody is able to understand exactly how they can miss something and still have the guy behind them, you know, pick up.
And then Linval Joseph, who's having a great season here in Minnesota, finishes off this sack.
If rookie corner Mackenzie Alexander were to pull you to the side, say, into training camp and say, Terrence, what is the toughest thing about the learning curve for a rookie corner in the NFL? How would you respond?
I think that there's a lot of carryover as far as what you do. It's just mostly the checks that you make. Sometimes the guys make checks and, you know,
guys will go blank. They just don't understand. They're just, it's coming so fast. Whereas college, it's a little bit slower paced. But here, I mean, it's you're making plays, you're making calls, and on a motion, you got to make an adjustment, or you know, on a check by the quarterback, you got to make an adjustment. So it's pretty much just knowing, you know, different calls and checks, and still being comfortable knowing, all right, I just got to do this, but I got to look out for this.